KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. When young Bilbo Baggins finally exclaims, "I'm going on an adventure," it's at the end of a long and leisurely introduction in Peter Jackson's The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. This is an extremely long film that introduces the rest of the projected trilogy. If it weren't for the production's peerless visuals, the pace of its first 45 minutes or so would be downright snoozeful. Still, Martin Freeman makes an endearing Bilbo, fearful and fey, but clearly up for a call to dangerous action. And if that action is slow to come, it's certainly spectacular once Bilbo leaves his cozy shire. Coming after the Lord of the Rings trilogy, this adaptation of the Tolkien children's classic suffers by comparison in the sterner shire of showmanship, and the rewards of its new tech projection system are peculiarly mixed. On the other hand, Gollum is back in all his scrofulous glory, and several set pieces fill the screen with a wealth of detail that would have left Tolkien reeling in astonishment. The action is set in Middle-earth 60 years before The Lord of the Rings, and the plot is relatively straightforward. Bilbo, detaching himself from his precious doilies and his mother's plates, sets forth from home in the company of the wizard Gandalf, happily Ian McKellen is back too, and 13 dwarfs to reclaim the dwarf kingdom of Erebor from the dragon Smaug. This involves avoiding digestion by hungry, thuggy trolls, prevailing over vile orcs, dealing with loathsome goblin hordes, and most spectacularly doing battle with stone giants, a challenge that's comparable to mountain climbers trying to survive while the mountains pummel them, or to a cliffhanger where the cliffs go berserk. For children who'll see what's essentially a children's movie, the technicalities of projection may not matter, but they will for adults who see The Hobbit projected, as I did, in what Warner Brothers is calling HFR 3D. The 3D part is what you'd expect it to be, Polaroid glasses perched on your nose and seemingly solid images popping from the screen. But HFR, which stands for high frame rate, takes some explaining. Movies have long been projected at 24 frames a second, fast enough to give the illusion of movement, but not to banish all sensation of flicker. That's why they came to be called flicks. This movie, projected at 48 frames a second, does not flicker. There's a smoothness, almost a creaminess, to the movement. At the same time, though, it feels less like a movie and more like the most elaborate video you've ever seen, and that's more unsettling than it is likable. I wish I'd also seen it for comparison's sake in 3D without the high frame rate, because the 3D itself is very effective. But there wasn't enough time to go back and see it again, and to be honest, no burning desire to spend another 2 hours and 46 minutes in Middle Earth. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.